Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know all the ways to get in touch with us. We've only got 30 minutes left, so we're not going to bother with that. A lot of people giving me grief for saying I would eat dog if I went to Korea. It's like, those dogs are already dead. It's not like you're going out and picking, I'll take the poodle.
You wouldn't kill a dog.
No, I would not eat. I wouldn't eat. I wouldn't go out and kill a dog here and eat it. If I were in Korea and there was a restaurant there, I would go check it out. Just because, you know, it's something different. All right. Speaking of something different, it's always something different when Jerome Solomon's on the show. And he's, what's up, man?
The dog's already dead, so damn it, I'll eat it.
Well, they're prepared him, and they're going to have him cooked in it. Somebody's going to eat the thing.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to go out in my neighborhood, hunt down a dog, throw him on the barbecue, and try it. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you want applause for that? You want?
Yeah, I do.
but dead dog? Well, hey, you know. So if you're driving down the street, and you're like, yeah, there's a dead dog over there. Man,
no.
I'd throw that on the pit.
No.
What?
No.
What's the
very specific. If I'm in a country that does that, they know how to cook it, I'm going to try it. I don't know how to cook dog. I mean, if I could microwave it, maybe. But
oh man, that's sad. What about the penis restaurant in Beijing?
No, I'll pass on that one.
What do you mean? You eat dog? You eat dick?
You can't say that. You can't say that. Dump him. And no, you won't. They're two different things. Significantly different. Jeez, man. What the hell's the matter with you?
It's not two of them. It's much different.
No, or you're just pissed off that you're not at the Olympics. I remember one time you were actually this was one of my favorite early Blitz moments when Matt and I were doing the show, and Jerome was calling us live from, I think it was 100 meters that Usain Bolt won, and you were like right there on the track calling the race basically as he won. And then he pointed at you.
That's my one of my all time favorite sports moments. And if people go back and look now, you can find Usain Bolt crossing the finish line and patting himself on the chest and then pointing at me, the only black man down anywhere near there. And, you know, because it was just the day I just happened to wear a yellow shirt and the same color as the Jamaican team colors, and I think he thought I was just a fan sitting there, and I was a bald-headed black guy. And he's like, you got to be you with me, man. And we talked about it since then, and he was like, yeah, that was you. I'm like, yeah, that was me. Pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny that you were on the phone with us, too, because that was it, because you were talking about what an amazing moment it was. That was as exciting as I've seen you about anything that didn't have breasts.
Let the last part go. But yeah, it's one of those things where really you get to a point in covering sports that you're so, you know, immune to what's happening. And I was talking to somebody about it this recently. When I covered high schools, I covered state championships every year, every sport. So it was really exciting, and I was kind of into it. And these were kids, and you're rooting for them. And then you start covering colleges and pros, and you're not going to be biased anyway, but you're certainly not going to be like you are with high schools. But I also covered colleges when nobody won anything. And pros, nobody won anything. So the one year UT got together and decided to win the national championship in football, that was the year I moved to Boston. So I didn't even get to ride that one. Vince Young in Texas won, so I never covered any championships. So my being unbiased and straight down the middle was pretty easy to maintain because I was covering a bunch of losers.
Well,
or non-winners, sorry.
Yeah, no. Loser is a, well, that's fair. So how much of the Olympics are you watching, actually?
I'm weird because it's your fault. Y'all sit me there to cover those. So I'm sitting there watching, you know, the luge and biathlons and, you know, I'm watching it all. I really am. It's fascinating to me. And yeah, I get the people that don't get into it, but I've been there. So I've been right there and I've seen what it's like and, you know, hung out with, you know, the great Olympians from different places and the, you know, guy, bobsled guy from Germany who's been to 4 Olympics and all he does is drink beer and hop on a bobsled all day. That's his whole life. And I love every moment of it, everything that it's about. It's pretty cool. It's fascinating. And it's the best of what sports has to offer because these people aren't like, you know, in players or Major League Baseball guys where they're multimillionaires and all of that. Many of them really are just in it, just for the love of the sport. And more than that, they train every day for their whole life for, depending on the sport, it could be, here are your 10 seconds. This is the 10 seconds you have to show me what you're worth. And it's not like that with anything else. I mean, and they don't get to come back next week and do it again or next year and do it again even. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I kind of bagged on some of the commentators earlier. And I think in general, NBC's coverage has kind of sucked because it's been about 30 seconds of event and then an interview with an athlete who's not worth interviewing and then a whole bunch of commercials. But am I being too harsh on them?
No, you're not. But I'm so used to being there that I always, you know, we'd be kind of in the middle of it. So I never got to watch the NBC coverage. And wherever the Olympics are, the NBC coverage isn't even available usually. So I never really got to see it much. I mean, I've seen a couple more here recently, but and I've been like, this. No wonder people don't like this. They act like it's not a sporting event, like it's something else, and they treat it like it's fake, and I think they don't do a good service to the athletes by treating it like it's an event more than it is a competition, and it really and truly is a great competition. So yeah, it wears on you, and they also. Unlike when you're there, I mean, you're there covering who wins. So if I'm at an event and, you know, three Germans are finishing first, second, and third or whatever, that's the event. Well, NBC is kind of like the American has a chance. Yeah. And I know before the race starts that the American is going to finish 20th. So I'm not I'm like, dude, sorry, Biff. I'm going to cover Hans over here, you know, but then that's a different, they're trying to feed their bigger audience and it's not just a sports audience. It's an event audience.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much of that event audience wanted to see that damn brother sister curling team 7 times when they suck so bad.
Yeah. Nick, and curling, you have to be there. The curling on TV is just really ridiculous. That one does nothing for me. I remember the first time I watched curling on TV for real was I hit Vancouver, and it's Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm like, okay, you know, Olympics doesn't start for another day. I got into town. Let me go watch the Super Bowl. And I go into a bar in Vancouver, and they have curling on every TV. And I'm like, no. Where's the game? And no, it's not fun to watch on TV, except when there's like a hot babe or something.
I don't mind watching it on TV as much, but it's so much different in person because we actually had to do it, I think, 8 years ago. A guy from League City invited us to his rink to actually curl because we were making fun of it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more to it than I thought, and it is a lot different. You don't realize how far those damn things are actually going.
Oh, and they're heavy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're heavy, but there's work, and the sweepers are going at it, and there's there's real skill involved. I mean, yeah, no, we're not talking about them being, you know, the high-class athlete, but for what they do, it takes a lot to do it, and it's entertaining, and you can drink while watching it.
Well, and it's funny because all of us were falling on our ass because we thought it looked so easy. And, of course, we brought the ringer from Canada, and she looked like a pro, and we won. So,
well, yeah, that's the getting on ice skates, that's not I'm black, so I don't really.
Well, actually, you don't use skates. You use sliders for this. It's a totally different thing.
It's ice. We don't mess around.
So what you working on now, man?
I'm because of the Olympics, my TV show is shut down here for the next couple of weeks. So I got my first week off since August of 2 years ago. So I'm trying to work on absolutely nothing. But I'm going to go to spring training and spend a couple of weeks there with the Astros. And I'll go to D.C. when they go to the White House. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond to the, you know, being the quote-unquote defending champion. And they're talking a good game right now, and they're good enough to talk any game they want to. So it's going to be much more entertaining than all of the other spring trainings I've ever been to, because this is a darn good team that's already won it. So it'll be pretty fascinating.
All right. Well, enjoy your time off, man. You've earned it, believe me. So we will talk to you again next week, and look forward to talking to you when you're at spring training, too. That should be good.
And we didn't get into it, but... Well, I'll talk to y'all about how wrong y'all are about the Astrodome.
Oh, get out of here with that. Jeez. Get out of here with that.
I wouldn't even argue with you about it. Y'all are just wrong, because the idea that politicians are going to do something right with the money is just idiotic anyway.
That's fair.
That is fair.
So please, they don't know what to do with any money that they have. I'd rather them spend it on something that I know they're spending it on than spend it. I think maybe AJ mentioned it, but we all mentioned it anyway. It depends on whose brother-in-law they're hooking up. So
yep.
They're hooking up somebody, so it doesn't matter. And Houston is a city with so little culture, so little, things that stand out. I don't mind that we have the Astrodome this day. Hell, I will bet there's a large percentage of people across the country who wouldn't know that the Texans don't play in the Astrodome.
Oh, I can't. I bet there's going to be a big boost in tourism for people who want to come to an indoor park, because those are so popular. I mean, no one ever thought of it before. I don't know why.
One thing I will say real quick before I know you got to go. You're talking about the Jar Jar Brown, et cetera, or maybe that might have been very early today. Well, Jar Jar Brown, the Houston Convention Visitors Bureau, whatever, did their largest amount of business last year in the history of that organization. So Houston is a place that people come here because it is cheaper here. It is less expensive to come here than it is to most places. So it won't hurt to have another spot. And there are people who will come here to go, oh, wow, we can have our thing in the Astrodome? Cool. They don't know it's just the dome to us.
Right.
You know? Mm. So.
You say so. Appreciate the time, man.
All right, man.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Man Centers. And did you know that low testosterone can affect your fertility? Sometimes our testosterone counts, we don't even know. It's low. We don't know it. Man Centers helps regain your natural testosterone production. The comprehensive evaluation can determine the cause of your decreased testosterone and identify the best treatment plan for you. This isn't about shots. That's not what they're looking to do. They don't want to get you hooked on those shots. They cause dependency. They can damage fertility. It can cause shrinkage, and nobody needs shrinkage. They're focused on your body's ability to produce its own natural testosterone. And guys, if you haven't come in, if you haven't checked it out, now's the time to do it. They've still got this no excuses thing going. The free general male wellness checkup. They're basically it's $150 value. You come in, you're going to get it for free. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They've got locations in Houston at Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area. They've got one off 288 in Pearland, one off 249 in Tomball. And they're now booking appointments for Saturday. So no more excuses. Saturday appointments fill up quickly. So call today or book your appointments online. ManCenters.com. ManCenters, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
And to hell. Their screams echo loud in the place of their death. Ripped open, they die with their final breath.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. I went out to there. Man, you're going to be blown away by this place. I was out there again last week, and I got to demo one of the bikes out there, one of the new Road Kings, and I was wowed. And they've got a bunch of new bikes right now. Harley's redone everything. So if you haven't been on one in a while, now's the time to go check it out. I can't explain how many bikes they have if you haven't been there. They've got about 100 brand new bikes on their showroom floor, every model, every color you could dream of. And they've got a huge selection of pre-owned Harleys. I've been to all the other dealerships in town. I've browsed around. I've rode some bikes. No one comes to help me or talk to me. Not at Republic. They are on you. They want to know what you're looking for, what you want, and how they can help you get onto it. If you've always thought about learning to ride, you need to go check it out. They've got a new rider course there. There's no better place to learn than Republic Harley-Davidson's Riding Academy. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, they've got it all. Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, online at republichd.com.
Just need a bit of life.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and I was just about to compliment Tyler, and then he didn't turn my mic on.
Oh, well.
I don't want to hear it, your finger slip. Stop it.
My bad.
I was about to say, boy, it was really nice having Tyler back, and then he screws up. Hey, guys, time to get on the map, sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Great stuff on there every day. There'll be great stuff on there tomorrow. Follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. If you're not on there, you are missing out. Real quickly, 49 says, I was beyond not excited for the Olympics. Unfortunately, my toddler thinks it's the most fascinating thing in the world, so now it's all I watch. And oddly enough, I love it. Well, that's, yeah, if you have a kid, especially a little kid that loves stuff like that, you'll get into it. At least I did when I was... But, all right. Do you want to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day here?
I guess we need to.
Yeah, we should. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I know how you feel about snakes. How are you on worms?
I don't care about worms.
You don't care about them at all?
No.
They don't bother you?
No.
What if they were in your eye?
I wouldn't like that.
An Oregon woman has become the first person worldwide known to have had an eye infestation by a tiny worm species previously seen only in cattle. It's spread by flies that feed on eyeball lubrication. Scientists said 14 translucent parasitic worms, all less than half an inch long, were extracted from a 26-year-old woman's eye over a 20-day period before her symptoms dissipated. 14 worms in your eye.
Yeah.
Took 20 days to get rid of them. And the species was previously seen in cattle throughout the northern United States and southern Canada. And the worms remained in a person's eye for a prolonged time. They can cause corneal scarring and even blindness. So apparently this is rare, though. So I don't think you have to worry about you feel something in your eye.
I won't get too worked up then.
Oh, is that a worm? Is that 14 worms?
I won't get too worked up.
But, yeah, just so you know, it can happen. What are the other million ways of disgusting things that are out there that can get us?
Dude, there's always something.
Yeah. So now there's worms in your eye. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So when is Jong back?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Because he's got some explaining to do.
You've got some splaining to do.
Yeah. But, you want to throw your picks at the people one more time?
Yeah, I can do that.
Before we get out of here?
Yeah, I've got Oklahoma plus 7.5, Miami plus 6.5, Aggie plus 1, and Nebraska minus 1.5 and under. So.
All right. Jesse, queasy, takes a lot, but Eyeworms did it. Yeah, I kind of figured the Eyeworms would gross everybody out. That was kind of the point. Probably wrong of me to do that, but.
And I had just scrolled past that on Twitter. Like, I was like, I saw the headlines, like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I've seen some really, that one made me squirm. I'm not a big worm guy. I like using them to fish, but I don't really, if I see them on the sidewalk or something, I'm not a fan. It's not like snakes, but they look enough like tiny snakes. Yeah. So having them in your, like a ringworm that gets on you, those kind of things.
Right.
I'm not a fan of
those. I don't like that. I don't like worms that live in your body or feed off of human.
Yeah, they get in your eye. That's just not cool. Well, I had this. We're not going to have time to get to this today. Maybe tomorrow. I pulled some of the most overused cliches on sports radio.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to have some fun with that. And I wanted to do that today, but.
That's tomorrow's show now. That's the tease.
Well, it's not the whole show, but it's going to be some of the show. And, well, maybe. Maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we won't. We'll see. I've got all these really cool stories. I didn't realize we're only going to be going until 5:30. So I don't want to burn any of them. I've got why audiences prefer Marvel to DC. That's pretty easy. Marvel movies don't suck. So I'm going to save that one for John, because I didn't realize Infinity War was coming out this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you excited for that?
I am all right with it. I'm wondering how much money this I think Black Panther is going to break all the records.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Looks like it. Are you going?
Not opening weekend. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
White people can't go to that movie opening weekend. It's designated time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll probably just wait for it to be on.
Damn right you will.
On demand.
No, I'll probably go when my wife gets back into town.
Because I want to see it, but I'm not. It's not like, it's not like Guardians was when the second one came out. And I know ringworm's a fungus, you idiots. I was making a joke. My God. All right. That's going to mercifully wrap it up. Tyler, A-. You had that stumble at the end. You were doing so well. And it's only half a class, too. A-plus for Hoffman. Myself a C- today. Try to do better tomorrow. Tune in. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Event. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.